Hello, my name's Vicky Cousins. I'm a Kira Warong Peak Warong Gunditjmara woman. I'm one of the creators of the possum skin cloak.
My name's Deborah Cousins. I'm a Kira Warong Gunditjmara woman. I'm one of the makers of the cloak.
I first had the idea of reproducing the cloak after I seen the original cloak in the museum in Melbourne.
My grandmother actually comes from Lake Conda, so as part of doing the cloak, it was really good. It was a start of reconnecting to her country.
We should recreate and reproduce these cloaks. It's important, you know, the old ones will eventually disintegrate, but it's about keeping that going and keeping the culture moving, bringing it through to now.
I felt there was a real need to recreate or regenerate this type of artwork within the Koori community.
It was a very spiritual experience. The Lake Conda cloak is our grandmother's country, you know.
These skins are very different to traditionally what was done because they were actually scraped clean and then pegged out, so they were actually very stiff. So these designs were actually cut in to make them more pliable. But what we've got is the skins from New Zealand, and they're being chemically treated and tanned, and they're very soft and pliable.
And what we did to start with was to burn a border outline pattern around the edge, which gives us the border. So once the outline border's done, then start burning the design in, and in this particular one I'm going to use the diagonal line markings. The stitch that we used in the sewing is a blanket stitch style that's common in the basket weaving. Traditionally, the one in the museum, it's the stitch is just wound around and it's of kangaroo sinew.
It took quite a while actually to make the cloak. It's 50 skins in there.